Have you ever felt like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Like your past, your worries, your regrets are all chaining you down? You're not alone. In a world that never stops, we rarely pause to ask, what if the peace we're chasing isn't in holding on, but in letting go? This isn't just a book. It's your invitation to release what no longer serves you and finally breathe free. Welcome to The Art of Letting Go. Let's begin. Chapter 1. The Heavy Weight of Overthinking. Imagine standing at the edge of a quiet lake. The surface is calm, smooth like glass. But then, you throw in a pebble, a thought. Ripples spread. Then another pebble, and another. Soon, the lake isn't calm anymore. It's chaotic. That's what overthinking feels like. Overthinking isn't simply thinking too much. It's analyzing, replaying, predicting, doubting, and rehearsing things that may never happen. It's the endless loop in your mind that steals peace, paralyzes action, and drains energy. And yet, most of us live with it daily, believing it's part of being responsible, smart, or prepared. But here's the truth. Overthinking is a habit, not a personality trait. And habits can be broken. The illusion of control. One of the core reasons we overthink is the belief that if we analyze something enough, we can control the outcome. We want to avoid mistakes, pain, and regret. We want to be ready for everything. But life doesn't reward overpreparedness. It rewards presence. Overthinking gives us a false sense of control. But in reality, it removes our ability to respond with clarity. Instead of solving problems, we create new ones in our minds. Instead of protecting ourselves, we imprison ourselves in fear and doubt. Why the mind spirals? Our brains are designed for survival, not happiness. That means it constantly scans for threats, real or imagined. This is called the negativity bias. It's why you can get 10 compliments and still obsess over the one criticism. It's why your brain replays that awkward conversation from last week. Overthinking is the modern brain's way of trying to stay safe. But today, most of our threats are emotional, not physical. Rejection, embarrassment, failure. And the brain doesn't know the difference. It responds the same way it would to danger in the wild, by getting stuck in loops. What letting go really means. Letting go isn't about forgetting. It's not about pretending things didn't happen. It's about choosing peace over chaos. It's choosing to loosen your grip on what you can't control, other people, the past, the future, and redirect your focus to the only thing you do control, your response. Letting go is a skill, and like any skill, it gets easier with practice. A moment of awareness. Take a moment right now. Breathe in deeply. Hold it. Now exhale slowly. Notice your thoughts. Don't fight them. Don't label them. Just observe. This is the first step in letting go. Awareness. When you become aware that your mind is spiraling, you create space between you and your thoughts. You are not your thoughts. You are the observer. Real life example, Sarah's loop. Sarah was a marketing manager who constantly replayed her mistakes. A typo in an email would haunt her for days. She'd think, what will my boss think? Did I ruin the campaign? Will I lose my job? Her anxiety skyrocketed. She started journaling, a simple 5-minute habit each night. She wrote her worries down and after a while noticed a pattern. Her fears rarely came true. She began using a phrase, "That's just a thought, not a fact." That sentence gave her freedom. Slowly, she learned to release what wasn't in her control. Her confidence grew, not because her world changed, but because her mind did. Practical takeaway, the thought dump. Try this every morning or night. Grab a notebook. Set a timer for 5 minutes. Write every single thought racing in your head without editing. Close the notebook. This is not for solving problems. This is for clearing mental space, like closing background apps on your phone. A new way forward. You don't have to be at the mercy of your thoughts. You don't have to overanalyze every moment. You don't have to live in mental traffic. Letting go is choosing clarity over clutter. Peace over panic. It starts with one breath, one pause, one choice. This is the art of letting go. Chapter 2, The Silent Saboteur. Self-talk and the inner critic. You talk to yourself more than anyone else in the world. But here's the question. What kind of conversations are you having with yourself? Most of us walk around with an invisible voice in our heads, an inner critic. It whispers judgments, replays mistakes, and questions every decision. It tells you that you're not good enough, not smart enough, not ready. It sabotages your peace before the world even gets the chance. Letting go means learning to tame that voice. The power of self-talk. Your thoughts shape your reality. If you repeatedly tell yourself you're failing, unlovable, or not capable, your brain begins to believe it. That belief turns into hesitation, then inaction, and soon, regret. But the same mechanism can be used in your favor. Positive self-talk isn't cheesy affirmation. It's brain training. It's rewiring. It's choosing new words to create new patterns. From judgment to curiosity. Overthinking often sounds like this. Why did I say that? I sounded so stupid. I'll never get this right. I mess everything up. What if I fail again? But what if you flipped those statements into questions? What can I learn from that conversation? What did I do right today? What's the best that could happen? Curiosity is the antidote to judgment. When you ask questions with compassion instead of blame, your brain looks for solutions, not shame. Real-life example: Mark's inner war. Mark was an engineer who constantly doubted himself. He'd rewrite emails 3 times before sending them. At meetings, he stayed quiet, afraid of sounding dumb. One day, his therapist gave him a simple tool: a rubber band around his wrist. Every time he caught himself thinking negatively, he snapped it gently and replaced the thought with something empowering. It wasn't magic, but slowly it worked. I'm not ready became, I'm learning. I messed up became, I gave it my best today. Within months, Mark started speaking up. He even pitched a new idea that got approved company-wide. The voice in your head matters. Make it your friend, not your enemy. Practical technique: name the critic. Give your inner critic a name. Call it Doubtful Dan or Anxious Annie. This separates the voice from you. When it starts spiraling, say, "Oh, Dan's talking again." This small shift disarms its power. It's not you who's broken. It's just a thought pattern, and patterns can be changed. Creating a compassionate mindset. Try this daily. Before bed, write down 3 things you did well. When a negative thought arises, ask, "Would I say this to a friend?" Replace harshness with kindness. Not false praise, but gentle truth. Example: instead of "I'm so lazy," say, "Today was tough, but I showed up the best I could." Letting go of perfection. So much self-talk is rooted in perfectionism, the belief that unless it's flawless, it's worthless. But perfection isn't the goal. Progress is. Letting go means embracing the messy, awkward, honest parts of growth. It means understanding that mistakes aren't proof of failure. They're proof of effort. Your inner voice should sound like a coach, not a critic. Final thought: you are listening. Your brain hears every word you say about yourself. So speak gently. Speak kindly. Speak like you matter, because you do. The art of letting go isn't about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you were before the world told you otherwise. and it starts by changing the conversation inside your mind. Chapter 3: Emotional Baggage. Why we carry what no longer serves us. Imagine walking through life with a backpack. At first, it's light. But every time you're hurt, disappointed, rejected, or betrayed, a brick is added. Slowly, your back bends. Your energy fades. Your joy becomes heavy. That backpack is your emotional baggage. And unless you learn to unpack it, it will weigh you down for years, sometimes for life. What is emotional baggage? Emotional baggage is the collection of unresolved feelings from your past. Grief, guilt, shame, anger, heartbreak that you carry into your present. It affects how you see yourself, how you react to others, and how you approach relationships and decisions. The problem? Most of us carry this baggage unconsciously. We normalize it. We bury it. We wear it like armor, believing it protects us, when in truth, it traps us. Letting go means daring to unzip that backpack and take a hard, honest look inside. Why we hold on? We don't hold on because we enjoy the pain. We hold on because we're afraid. Afraid of forgetting. Afraid of being vulnerable again. Afraid that if we release the past, we'll lose a piece of who we are. Sometimes the pain becomes part of our identity. I was the one they abandoned. I'm the one who always gets hurt. But you are not your past. You are not your scars. You are the one who survived them. Real life example: Lena's heartbreak. Lena had been cheated on in her first serious relationship. It shattered her trust. Years later, even with a loving new partner, she couldn't shake the fear. Every time he was 5 minutes late, her mind spiraled. What if he's lying? What if he's like the last one? She finally admitted to herself, "I'm still carrying the pain of someone who isn't even in my life anymore." That realization changed everything. With therapy, journaling, and self-compassion, she began to let go, not of the memory, but of the meaning she attached to it. She didn't erase the past. She just stopped letting it define her future. Emotions are messengers. Your emotions don't come to punish you. They come to teach you. Grief tells you what mattered. Anger shows where your boundaries were crossed. Shame reveals where healing is needed. But once the message is received, the emotion can be released. You don't need to keep rereading the same painful chapter. The cost of holding on. Unprocessed emotions show up in strange ways. Overreacting to small things. Constant tension in the body. Distrust in relationships. Trouble sleeping. Anxiety that seems to come from nowhere. These are signals from your mind and body. It's time to let go. Practical tool: the emotional inventory. Set aside 15 minutes. Sit in a quiet space. Ask yourself, what pain am I still carrying? Whose voice still lives in my head? What moment from the past still stings when I think about it? Write freely. Don't filter. Don't judge. Then ask, what do I need to say that I never said? You may need to write a letter you'll never send, or say aloud what you've held in for years. This is emotional decluttering. You can't heal what you won't face. Release doesn't mean reconciliation. Letting go doesn't always mean making peace with the person who hurt you. It means making peace with the memory. It means choosing not to give them real estate in your heart anymore. Forgiveness is not saying what they did was okay. It's saying, I'm done carrying the weight of what you did. Final reflection: empty your backpack. You get one life. Don't carry more than you need. Release the resentment. Let go of guilt. Say goodbye to the narratives that no longer serve you. You deserve to walk freely, lightly, boldly into your future. And it all begins with this quiet, powerful decision. I don't need to carry this anymore. That is the art of letting go. Chapter 4: Breaking the Loop. How to stop overthinking everything. You've replayed that conversation 10 times in your head. You've imagined every worst-case scenario before even taking the first step. You've asked, "What if?" so often that it feels like a chant. This is the trap of overthinking. Overthinking is a silent thief. It steals your peace, your sleep, your confidence, and eventually, your joy. It convinces you that thinking more will give you control, when in reality, it only creates more chaos. Letting go means breaking free from the endless loop of rumination and learning to live in the present moment. The illusion of control. Overthinking gives you the illusion that if you analyze something enough, you'll prevent pain or failure. But life doesn't work like that. No amount of thinking can guarantee certainty. Sometimes you just have to act. Imagine standing at the edge of a pool, thinking about how cold the water is, calculating the best angle to jump in, and worrying about whether it's deep enough. Eventually, you realize the only way to truly know is to jump. Why we overthink? It often stems from fear. Fear of making the wrong choice. Fear of rejection. Fear of regret. Fear of not being perfect. But behind all of that is the deeper fear, not being enough. Overthinking is our mind's way of trying to protect us. But protection turns into paralysis. And that's when we get stuck. Real life example, Dev's dilemma. Dev had a great business idea. He talked about it constantly, researched for months, created 10 different drafts of his plan. But he never launched. When asked why, he said, "What if people don't like it? What if I fail publicly?" His friend replied, "Dev, you're failing privately every day by doing nothing." That hit hard. And it was true. Dev didn't need another thought. He needed motion. How to break the overthinking cycle? Set a decision deadline. Give yourself a time limit. Example, "I will decide by 6 p.m. today." Overthinking thrives on open-ended decisions. Create structure. Limit information intake. Stop reading 100 reviews. Stop polling 10 friends. More input doesn't always mean better output. It just fuels analysis paralysis. Take imperfect action. Don't wait to be ready. You won't feel ready. Send the email, make the call, publish the post, apply for the job. Progress begins where perfection ends. Ground yourself in the present. Overthinking lives in the past and future. The cure is now. Try this. Look around. Name 3 things you see, 2 you hear, 1 you feel. This simple grounding technique pulls your mind back from the spiral. Mantra for the overthinker. Say this aloud, or in your head, when the loop begins. Not everything needs a perfect answer. I trust myself to handle whatever comes. Because that's the truth. You've survived 100% of your worst days. You'll survive what's ahead too. The cost of waiting. While you're busy overthinking, someone else is out there taking action. They're not smarter. They're not more prepared. They're just moving. And momentum creates confidence. The truth is, clarity comes after action, not before. Final reflection. Think less, live more. Overthinking is like rocking in a chair. It gives you something to do, but gets you nowhere. Letting go means releasing the need to control every outcome and learning to trust your gut, your strength, your journey. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to take the next right step. And sometimes the bravest thing you can do is stop thinking and start living. Chapter 5, Letting Go of People. When it's time to stop holding on, some people come into your life as blessings. Others come as lessons. And some overstay their chapter in your story. Letting go of people is one of the hardest parts of life. But it's also one of the most necessary acts of self-respect. We often cling to relationships, not because they're good for us, but because they're familiar. We remember how things used to be and convince ourselves they'll go back to that someday. But deep down, we know the version of that person we loved no longer exists. The truth about outgrowing people: not everyone is meant to go with you to the next level of your life. Sometimes you outgrow a friendship. Sometimes a romantic connection fades. Sometimes family becomes a boundary you have to enforce for your own peace. And that's okay. Growth means change. And change sometimes means separation. Why letting go is so hard? It's not just the person we struggle to release. It's the dreams we built with them. The memories, the time invested, the identity we shaped around the relationship. Letting go can feel like failure, like giving up, like betrayal. But in reality, it's freedom. Freedom from trying to fix what's not yours to fix. Freedom from waiting for someone to change. Freedom from begging for the bare minimum. Real life example: Amara's friendship. Amara had been best friends with Nina for over a decade. They did everything together. But as time passed, Nina became passive-aggressive, competitive, and emotionally distant. Amara kept excusing it. She's going through a lot. But one day she asked herself, if I met her today, would I want her in my life? The answer was no. That clarity hurt, but it was honest. Amara didn't confront Nina in anger. She simply stopped forcing the connection. She let the silence speak, and eventually peace followed. Signs it's time to let go. You feel drained after every interaction. You're walking on eggshells. You're always the one reaching out. You've communicated your needs, but nothing changes. You feel guilty for growing. If you're constantly questioning whether this person is good for you, it's usually a sign they're not. Letting go doesn't mean hatred. You can release someone and still wish them well. You can walk away without needing revenge or drama. You can love someone and still choose yourself. That's called emotional maturity, and it's powerful. Practical tool: the goodbye letter. You may never get closure from the person you're letting go, so give it to yourself. Write a letter you never send. Start with, "Thank you for the good. I've learned from the pain, but it's time for me to move on." Say what you never got to say. Cry if you must, then delete it, burn it, or bury it. This is symbolic. It tells your brain, "I release this." The fear of being alone. Many people stay in unhealthy relationships because they fear loneliness. But here's the truth. Being alone and being lonely are not the same. Sometimes the loneliest place is in the wrong company. Letting go of the wrong people creates space for the right ones. People who see you, hear you, choose you. People who don't drain you, but light you up. Final reflection: honor the ending. Every ending is a beginning in disguise. Don't resist what's falling apart. Don't chase what's choosing to leave. Let it go. Let them go. Let yourself go into the freedom you've been denying. Because the right people don't require you to shrink. They grow with you. Let go so you can rise. Chapter 6: The Weight We Carry Releasing Guilt and Shame. Guilt whispers, "You should have done more." Shame screams, "You were never enough." Together, they become heavy bags we carry through life. Bags packed with regret, self-blame, and the belief that we're somehow broken. But here's the truth. You are not your past. You are not your worst moment. You are not the story your guilt keeps repeating. Letting go of guilt and shame isn't about forgetting. It's about forgiving, especially yourself. Understanding the difference. Guilt says, "I did something bad." Shame says, "I am bad." One is about action, the other is about identity. Guilt can be helpful when it leads to growth, but shame? Shame traps you. It convinces you that you are unworthy of love, joy, or redemption. And that's a lie. Where it begins. Guilt and shame often start in childhood. A parent blames you unfairly. A teacher humiliates you. You make a mistake and no one helps you process it. So you internalize the pain. You start to believe, something is wrong with me. And that belief follows you like a shadow, even when you're doing your best. Real life example, Priya's regret. Priya walked away from a relationship that no longer felt right. Years later, she still questioned her choice. What if I hurt him too much? Did I give up too soon? She held on to guilt for choosing herself, until a therapist told her, guilt isn't always truth. Sometimes it's just conditioning. That changed everything. Priya realized she wasn't selfish. She was brave. Brave enough to walk away instead of pretending everything was fine. How to release guilt and shame. Acknowledge the feeling without judgment. Say, I feel guilty, not I am guilty. Create distance between who you are and what you feel. Ask, is this mine to carry? Some guilt isn't even yours. It was projected onto you. Ask, did I truly do something wrong? Or was I made to feel responsible for someone else's emotions? Make amends, if needed. If your actions hurt someone, apologize. But don't over-apologize. Own your part, not more. Then forgive yourself, fully, repeatedly, if necessary. Challenge shame-based thoughts. When your inner voice says, I'm not enough, respond with truth. I'm human. I made mistakes, and I'm still worthy of love and peace. Write a release statement. On paper, write, I forgive myself for holding on to guilt that no longer serves me. I release the belief that I must suffer to be a good person. Then tear it up, burn it, or throw it away. Let that moment mark your freedom. Mantra for the healing heart. Say this when guilt or shame surfaces. I am allowed to grow beyond my past. I am not who I was. I am who I choose to become. You don't have to earn forgiveness. You're not here to punish yourself forever. You're here to learn, to love, and to evolve. Forgiveness isn't letting yourself off the hook. It's freeing yourself from a prison you were never meant to stay in. Final reflection. Lay down the weight. Imagine walking through life with a heavy backpack. Guilt and shame are the bricks inside. Now, imagine setting that backpack down. How would that feel? Lighter? Freer? More alive? That feeling is possible. But only when you stop punishing yourself for being human. Let go of guilt. Release the shame. Choose compassion. Choose healing. Because the person you're becoming deserves a chance to breathe. Chapter 7. The Fear of Change. Embracing the unknown. Change is terrifying. It shakes the very foundation of what we know. It forces us to step into the unknown, where comfort and certainty no longer exist. But here's the paradox. The only way to truly grow is through change. And the only thing that can prevent that growth is fear. The fear of change keeps us stuck in familiar patterns, even when those patterns no longer serve us. But what if, instead of fearing change, we welcomed it? What if we saw the unknown not as a threat, but as a possibility? Why we resist change? We resist change for one simple reason. It feels unsafe. The human brain is wired for survival, and in the past, unfamiliar territory meant danger. But today, the danger is often not physical, it's emotional. What if we fail? What if we're judged? What if we make a mistake? These are the questions that arise when we face the unknown. But asking them is part of the process. It's normal to feel fear when stepping into uncharted waters. Real-life example: Theo's career shift. Theo had been in the same job for years. He was good at it, but deep down, he knew it wasn't his passion. He dreamed of starting his own business, but every time he thought about taking that leap, fear gripped him. What if I fail? He thought. What if I can't make it work? But then, one day, Theo realized, I'm already failing by not trying. He took the leap. It wasn't smooth sailing at first, but every setback taught him more than staying in his comfort zone ever could. And the fear? It became the fuel for his growth. The power of embracing the unknown redefined change. Instead of seeing change as a threat, try seeing it as an opportunity. Ask, what could be waiting for me on the other side of this change? Shift from fear to curiosity. Change often brings fear because we focus on worst-case scenarios. Shift your perspective. Ask, what can I learn from this experience? Curiosity opens the door to new possibilities. Start small. Change doesn't have to be a massive, overwhelming leap. Take one small step outside your comfort zone. Each tiny act of bravery builds your confidence and shifts your mindset. Trust the process. Change takes time. You won't have all the answers right away. Trust that, as you move forward, the path will unfold. And if it doesn't look like you imagined, that's okay. Sometimes the detours lead to the best destinations. Mantra for embracing change. When fear of change rises, repeat this. I am capable of navigating the unknown. I trust in my ability to handle whatever comes. Every step forward is progress. The growth you're meant for. Imagine standing at the edge of a cliff. The wind is strong, and the fall looks daunting. But just below, the ground is soft and welcoming. Taking the leap feels terrifying. But the moment you jump, you realize that you were never meant to stay on the edge. You were meant to fly. Change is not something you should fear. It is something you should welcome. Final reflection: the courage to evolve. Evolution requires change. To evolve, you must embrace it, step into it, and trust the unfolding process. The unknown doesn't have to be scary. It's just new. And within the new lies the potential to become the version of yourself you've always dreamed of. So let go of the fear. Step forward into the unknown. Because that's where your growth, your true self, and your best life await. Chapter 8: The Power of Now Living in the Present Moment. We spend so much of our time thinking about the past or worrying about the future that we forget to live in the only moment we truly have, the present. The past is gone. The future hasn't arrived. All we really have is now. Yet, most of us are addicted to the stories of the past or the anxiety of the future. We chase what's already over, or we fear what's yet to come. But true peace, true freedom, is found in the present moment. Why we avoid the present. The present moment can feel uncomfortable because it forces us to face the truth about where we are. When we focus on the present, we stop hiding behind distractions, worries, or regrets. And that can feel vulnerable. So, we distract ourselves with endless thoughts of what's next, or replay the stories of our past. But the present is where life is truly happening. Real-life example: Zoe's struggle with anxiety. Zoe was constantly worried about the future. What would happen with her career? Would she ever find true happiness? What if she failed? Then, one day, Zoe realized she wasn't living her life. She was living in her head. Through meditation, Zoe started practicing mindfulness. She learned to bring her attention to the present moment, the sounds around her, the way the sun felt on her skin, the simple joy of breathing. It wasn't easy at first, but over time, Zoe learned to embrace the present, moment by moment. And the more she practiced, the more peace she found. How to let go of the past and future. Focus on your breath. Breathing is always happening now. Take a few deep breaths and feel the sensation of air entering and leaving your body. When you focus on your breath, you anchor yourself to the present. Be present with what's around you. When you feel your mind drifting to the past or future, stop and observe your surroundings. What do you see, hear, smell, or feel right now? Engage all your senses to bring yourself back to this moment. Practice gratitude. Gratitude forces you to notice the good in the present. What are you thankful for right now? By focusing on the positive, you shift your mind away from fear and regret. Let go of the need for control. The future can seem overwhelming because we think we must control it. But life is unpredictable. Trust that things will unfold as they should, without your constant worry. Be gentle with yourself. Letting go of the past doesn't mean denying it. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and then choose to move forward. Don't be hard on yourself for not living in the present. You're human. Start where you are, and each time your mind wanders, gently bring it back. Mantra for living in the now. When you catch yourself in the grip of the past or future, say this: "This moment is all I have. I am here now. And this moment is enough." The freedom of now. Living in the present is the key to true freedom. It's the key to peace. It's the key to joy. When you let go of the need to control the future or replay the past, you open yourself up to the richness of now. This moment, right here, holds everything you need. It's where life happens, where you can create, heal, and grow. Final reflection: the present is your gift. Imagine sitting quietly, fully present, with no worries about what's next or what's behind you. In that space, you are free. In that space, you can breathe. In that space, you can let go. The present is not just a moment in time, it is your moment. And it is a gift waiting to be unwrapped. So embrace it, live it, let go of everything that isn't here. Because now is all you truly need. Chapter 9, Embracing Imperfection. The freedom of being enough. Perfectionism is a prison. It locks us in a never-ending cycle of trying to be better, smarter, more successful, as if who we are right now is not enough. But the truth is, imperfection is the very essence of life. It is what makes us human, real, and beautiful. Embracing imperfection isn't about lowering your standards. It's about freeing yourself from the burden of always needing to be perfect. It's about accepting that you are already enough, just as you are. Why we strive for perfection. Perfectionism often comes from a deep-seated fear. The fear that if we aren't perfect, we won't be loved, accepted, or valued. It stems from the belief that if we make a mistake or fall short of an impossible standard, we'll be seen as unworthy. But the truth is, no one is perfect. And that's what makes us relatable. That's what makes us human. Real life example: Sam's fear of failure. Sam spent years chasing perfection. In his career, in his relationships, even in his appearance, everything had to be flawless. But despite his achievements, he never felt truly successful. He always felt like he was missing something. It wasn't until Sam had a conversation with his mentor that things began to shift. His mentor said, "Perfection doesn't exist. What matters is your progress, your willingness to show up and be real." That was the moment Sam realized. Perfection wasn't the goal. Being himself was. The freedom of letting go of perfection. Accept your flaws as part of you. The things you dislike about yourself are the very things that make you unique. Embrace them. Recognize that your imperfections are yours, and they are what make you real. Stop comparing yourself to others. The highlight reel of other people's lives doesn't reflect their struggles, their flaws, or their imperfections. Focus on your own journey. Your path is uniquely yours, and there's no need to measure it against anyone else's. Give yourself permission to fail. Failure isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of growth. Every time you fail, you gain wisdom, resilience, and experience. So, let go of the fear of making mistakes and see each one as a stepping stone to success. Celebrate small wins. Instead of waiting for the perfect moment or outcome, celebrate progress. Each step forward, no matter how small, is an achievement worth acknowledging. Shift your perspective on success. Success isn't about being perfect, it's about being authentic. It's about showing up, doing your best, and finding joy in the process, rather than fixating on the end result. Mantra for embracing imperfection. When perfectionism creeps in, repeat this. I am enough just as I am. My imperfections make me whole. I release the need for perfection and embrace progress. The joy of being real. Living authentically, free from the pressure of perfection, is where true joy lies. You don't need to earn your worth. You already possess it. Right now, in your perfectly imperfect self. When you embrace who you truly are, flaws and all, you unlock the freedom to live fully, unapologetically, and with deep fulfillment. Final reflection: imperfection is your power. Imagine standing in front of a mirror, looking at yourself without judgment. All of your flaws are simply pieces of your unique story. They are not weaknesses. They are strengths. You are enough just as you are. Your imperfections are not something to hide, but something to celebrate. Because it is in your imperfections that your true beauty shines. So let go of perfection. Let go of the need to be flawless. And embrace the beauty of being you, perfectly imperfect and always enough. Chapter 10: The Power of Forgiveness. Letting go of the past. Forgiveness is not just for others, it's for you. It's the key that unlocks the chains holding you to your past, to your pain, and to the people who have wronged you. When we hold on to grudges, we carry them like invisible weight. The longer we hold on to resentment, the heavier it becomes. But forgiveness is the process of lightening that load. It's not about excusing the actions of others, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional prison of anger and hurt. Why we struggle to forgive. Forgiveness can feel impossible. It feels like we're letting the person who wronged us off the hook, as if they don't deserve forgiveness. But the truth is, forgiveness is not about them, it's about your own peace. When you forgive, you're choosing to release the power that the past holds over you. You're choosing freedom, peace, and emotional clarity. Real life example: Rachel's journey of forgiveness. Rachel was betrayed by a close friend, someone she trusted with her deepest secrets. The betrayal left a scar, and for years, Rachel carried anger and resentment, believing that holding on to the hurt was her way of punishing the person who had wronged her. But one day, Rachel realized, I'm not hurting them, I'm hurting myself. So she decided to forgive, not because the betrayal was okay, but because she didn't want to keep letting it control her. The moment Rachel forgave, she felt lighter. The weight that had held her back for years began to lift. Forgiveness didn't change the past, but it transformed her future. The healing power of letting go. Forgive for your own peace. Forgiveness is not about the other person. It's about you. When you forgive, you're choosing to let go of the emotional burden and claim your peace back. Release the need for revenge. Holding on to anger in the hope of revenge only keeps you tied to the past. Instead, let go of the desire for payback and trust that time and life will bring balance. Understand the power of compassion. Everyone makes mistakes. The person who hurt you is also human and flawed. Compassion allows you to see beyond their actions and recognize their own struggles. Heal yourself first. Forgiveness is not just about releasing the other person. It's about your own emotional healing. By forgiving, you take back control of your emotions and your well-being. Choose to move forward. Letting go of past hurt allows you to create new memories and experiences. You free yourself to grow, evolve, and build a future that isn't defined by past wounds. Mantra for forgiveness. When you find yourself holding on to hurt, repeat this. I release the past and choose peace. I forgive, not because they deserve it, but because I deserve to be free. The freedom in forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't mean you condone the wrong that was done. It means you are no longer willing to let it define you or control your life. It's about choosing to heal, move on, and let go. When you forgive, you free yourself. You stop giving away your power to those who have hurt you, and you reclaim your peace. Final reflection: the power you hold. Imagine standing tall, free from the weight of past grudges, resentment, and anger. In your heart, there's only peace and lightness. You've forgiven. You've let go. Now you are free to live fully, to love deeply, and to grow without the heavy burden of the past. Forgiveness is not just a gift to others. It is a gift to yourself. And in letting go of the past, you create space for the life you truly deserve. Chapter 11. Letting go of control. Embracing the flow of life. Control is an illusion. We like to believe that if we have control over our circumstances, we can avoid pain, failure, and uncertainty. We think that by holding tightly to the reins of our lives, we can create the outcomes we want. But life doesn't work that way. The more we try to control things, the more we end up fighting against the flow of life. Letting go of control is about surrendering to the present moment and trusting that life will unfold as it's meant to. Trying to control every aspect of our lives creates stress and anxiety. We become consumed by fear. Fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of things not turning out the way we want them to. But the truth is, life is unpredictable, and no amount of control can change that. The key to peace is learning to let go and flow with life instead of resisting it. Sarah had always been a control freak, from planning every detail of her day to micromanaging her relationships. She believed that if she just controlled everything, life would be easier. But it wasn't. The more Sarah tried to control, the more she felt trapped in her own life. One day, a close friend told her, "Sarah, you can't control everything, but you can control how you respond to what life throws at you." That was the turning point for Sarah. She started to embrace uncertainty, to trust the process, and to let go of the need to control everything. Slowly, Sarah learned that the more she let go, the more peace she felt. Life became less stressful, and she found herself more open to new possibilities. The key to letting go of control is trust. Trust that the universe, fate, or whatever higher power you believe in has a plan for you. Trust that the challenges you face are not roadblocks, but opportunities for growth. Trust that everything happens for a reason, even if you can't see it right away. The more you trust, the less you need to control. When you let go of the need for control, you allow yourself to experience the flow of life. You stop forcing things and start allowing them to unfold naturally. Letting go of control also means letting go of expectations. We often hold on to expectations about how things should be, how people should behave, and how our lives should unfold. But when we let go of these expectations, we open ourselves up to the possibility that things can be even better than we imagined, Life has a way of surprising us when we stop trying to dictate the outcome. There's freedom in letting go of control. You no longer have to constantly be on alert, trying to fix everything, or worrying about the future. You can simply be present, trusting that life is unfolding exactly as it should. You can focus on the things you can control, your actions, your attitude, and your perspective, and let the rest go. When you feel the urge to control, remind yourself, I am not in control of everything, and that's okay. I trust that life is unfolding as it should, and I choose to flow with it. Letting go of control is not about being passive. It's about being active in your response to life, choosing to embrace whatever comes your way without resistance. The more you practice letting go of control, the more freedom you'll experience. You'll find yourself more relaxed, more adaptable, and more open to life's possibilities. Imagine yourself standing by a river, watching the water flow effortlessly around rocks and obstacles. You are not trying to force the water to go in a certain direction. You are simply observing, allowing it to flow as it naturally does. That's how life is when you let go of control. You stop fighting against the current and start enjoying the journey. So, release the need to control. Trust in the flow of life and allow it to take you to places you never imagined possible. Let go and let life guide you. Chapter 12. Letting go of perfectionism. Embracing imperfection. Perfectionism is a trap. It's the constant striving for an unattainable ideal, the belief that you must be flawless in every aspect of your life. The truth is, perfection doesn't exist, and the more we chase after it, the more we lose sight of what really matters. Letting go of perfectionism means embracing the beauty of imperfection, acknowledging that mistakes, flaws, and vulnerabilities are what make us human. We live in a world that often celebrates perfection. We see perfect bodies, perfect careers, perfect relationships, and perfect lives on social media. And it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that we must live up to those ideals. But this pursuit of perfection can be exhausting. It can lead to burnout, frustration, and a sense of inadequacy. The truth is, perfectionism keeps us from truly living because we are constantly focused on getting everything right, rather than embracing the journey and learning from our experiences. Sophia had always been a perfectionist. She was obsessed with getting everything just right, from her work, to her appearance, to her relationships. She would often spend hours on a project, tweaking and refining, convinced that it still wasn't good enough. But no matter how much effort she put in, she never felt satisfied. One day, after a particularly stressful week of trying to meet impossible standards, Sophia realized that her obsession with perfection was holding her back from experiencing joy and creativity. She made a decision to let go of the need for everything to be perfect. It wasn't easy. But over time, Sophia learned that imperfection was not only acceptable, it was often more beautiful and authentic than striving for perfection. The more she let go of her perfectionist tendencies, the more she felt free to be herself and to embrace her mistakes as part of the process of growth. Letting go of perfectionism requires a shift in mindset. Instead of focusing on what you can't control, focus on what you can. Instead of worrying about making mistakes, embrace the idea that mistakes are valuable learning opportunities. When you let go of perfectionism, you give yourself permission to be human, to fail, to learn, and to grow. Here are some ways to let go of perfectionism. Accept that mistakes are part of the process. Every successful person has made mistakes along the way. The key is to learn from them, not to avoid them at all costs. Redefine success. Success isn't about being flawless. It's about growth, progress, and the courage to keep going despite setbacks. Embrace your flaws. Your imperfections are what make you unique. They are what make you relatable and human. Don't hide them. Celebrate them. Shift your focus to the process. Instead of fixating on the end result, Focus on enjoying the process and the lessons you learn along the way. Let go of comparison. Comparing yourself to others is a surefire way to fuel perfectionism. Remember, everyone is on their own unique journey, and you don't need to measure your success against anyone else's. When you let go of perfectionism, you allow yourself to be more present. You stop stressing over every little detail, and you start embracing the messiness of life. You realize that life isn't about being perfect. It's about being real. It's about showing up, trying your best, and learning from each experience, no matter how imperfect it may seem. Imagine walking through life with the understanding that it's okay not to have everything figured out. You don't need to have all the answers, and you don't need to be perfect. You can make mistakes, laugh at yourself, and grow along the way. This is the freedom that comes with letting go of perfectionism. Letting go of perfectionism is about giving yourself permission to be human. It's about releasing the need for everything to be flawless, and instead, embracing the beauty of imperfection. Life is not about achieving an ideal. It's about experiencing it fully, with all its ups and downs, its messiness, and its beauty. So, let go of perfectionism, embrace the process, embrace the journey, and most importantly, embrace yourself, flaws and all. Chapter 13, Letting Go of Fear, Embracing Courage. Fear is one of the most powerful emotions we experience as human beings. It can keep us stuck, paralyzed, and trapped in a cycle of self-doubt. Fear keeps us from stepping outside our comfort zone, from pursuing our dreams, and from fully embracing the present moment. But the truth is, fear is not something we should avoid or fight against. It's something we need to understand, face, and ultimately let go of in order to step into our full potential. We all experience fear. Fear of failure. Fear of rejection. Fear of the unknown. These are all natural, instinctual reactions. But when fear takes control of our lives, it becomes a barrier to growth. The key is to acknowledge the fear, confront it, and take action despite it. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's the ability to move forward, even when fear is present. David had always been afraid of failure. He feared that if he took risks, he would make mistakes and disappoint those around him. This fear held him back for years, preventing him from pursuing his true passions. But one day, David realized that his fear was based on a belief that was no longer serving him. He understood that failure wasn't the end. It was simply part of the journey. With this new perspective, David started taking small steps outside his comfort zone. He started embracing failure as a teacher, rather than something to be feared. Over time, his fear began to lose its grip on him. The more he faced his fear, the less power it had over him. Letting go of fear starts with awareness. Fear thrives in the shadows, in the unknown. When we face it head on, we can see it for what it is. Just a feeling, not a fact. The first step in letting go of fear is to acknowledge it without judgment. Don't try to deny it or push it away. Simply say, "I am feeling afraid, and that's okay." Fear is a natural part of life. Once you acknowledge fear, you can take the next step, taking action. Taking action in the face of fear doesn't mean you won't feel afraid. It means that you're choosing to move forward despite the fear. Each time you face fear and take action, you build your courage and your confidence. It's like a muscle that gets stronger with use. The more you act in spite of fear, the more you realize that fear is not as powerful as it seems. Fear often comes from the unknown. We fear what we cannot control, what we cannot predict. But life is full of uncertainties. The future is unknown, and we cannot control every outcome. But what we can control is how we respond to fear. We can choose to face it, to step into it, and to trust that even if things don't go as planned, we will be okay. We can choose to embrace the uncertainty and take the first step toward what we truly want in life. Here are some strategies for letting go of fear. Identify the root of your fear. Is it the fear of failure? Fear of rejection? Fear of the unknown? Once you identify the source of your fear, you can start to address it directly. Take small steps. You don't have to face your biggest fears all at once. Start with small, manageable steps that gradually push you outside your comfort zone. Shift your mindset. Instead of seeing fear as something to avoid, see it as a sign that you're on the verge of growth. Fear is often a signal that you're about to do something important. Embrace failure as part of the process. Failure is not the opposite of success. It's a part of it. Each failure teaches you something valuable and brings you closer to your goals. Surround yourself with support. Fear can be overwhelming, but having a support system of people who believe in you can help you face it with courage. When you let go of fear, you unlock the door to infinite possibilities. You stop letting fear dictate your choices, and you start making decisions based on what you truly want, not what you're afraid of. You begin to trust yourself and your ability to handle whatever comes your way. Imagine standing at the edge of a cliff, looking out at the vast unknown. Fear grips you, but instead of running away, you take a deep breath and step forward. You embrace the uncertainty, knowing that every step is a step toward personal growth and freedom. You realize that fear is not something to be feared. It's a signal that you're on the right path. So, let go of fear. Embrace courage. Take that first step, no matter how small, and trust that you have everything you need to face whatever comes your way. Chapter 14, Letting Go of Control. Embracing the Flow. One of the biggest obstacles we face in life is our need to control everything around us. We want to control our circumstances, other people, and even the outcomes of our actions. But the truth is, life doesn't work that way. We can't control everything, and the more we try, the more we create unnecessary stress, frustration, and resistance. Letting go of control is not about abandoning responsibility. It's about surrendering to the natural flow of life and accepting that some things are beyond our control. We live in a world where we are constantly trying to control everything. We schedule every minute of our day. We try to predict the future, and we strive to control the actions of others. But no matter how much we plan or how much effort we put into controlling the world around us, we cannot control everything. Life is unpredictable, and that's what makes it beautiful. The more we try to control it, the more we fight against the natural flow of life, creating resistance that only leads to frustration. Maria had always been a control freak. She wanted everything to go according to her plan: her work, her relationships, her personal life. She spent hours making sure everything was perfect, but no matter how hard she tried, things didn't always go her way. She realized that her constant need for control was causing her stress and anxiety. So, she made a decision to let go. At first, it was hard. She struggled with the idea of surrendering and accepting that she couldn't control everything. But slowly, Maria learned to trust the process. She began to let go of her need for perfection, allowing herself to embrace the uncertainty of life. The more she let go of control, the more at peace she felt. She discovered that when she stopped trying to control everything, life started to flow more smoothly. Letting go of control doesn't mean that you stop taking action or that you abandon your goals. It means accepting that there are some things you cannot control and learning to trust that the universe will unfold as it should. It's about releasing the need to micromanage every detail and allowing things to happen in their own time and way. Here are some ways to let go of control. Accept uncertainty. Life is full of unknowns. Instead of trying to control every outcome, learn to embrace the uncertainty. Trust that things will work out, even if you don't know exactly how. Focus on what you can control. You can't control other people or external circumstances, but you can control your reactions, your mindset, and your actions. Focus on what you can control and let go of the rest. Trust the process. Life has a way of unfolding exactly as it should, even if it's not the way you expected. Trust that the journey is as important as the destination, and that every experience is leading you exactly where you need to go. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment without trying to control or manipulate it. When you let go of your need to control, you allow yourself to fully experience the present without judgment or resistance. Let go of perfection. Perfection is an illusion. No matter how hard we try, we can never control every outcome or make everything flawless. Letting go of perfection allows you to experience life as it is, without trying to fit it into a mold. When you let go of control, you create space for flow. You stop forcing things to happen and start allowing them to unfold naturally. You stop fighting against life and you start moving with it. You realize that life isn't something to be controlled. It's something to be experienced. When you let go, you become more adaptable, more open, and more at peace with the ebb and flow of life. Imagine standing in a river, letting the current carry you. You don't fight the water. Instead, you move with it, allowing it to guide you to where you need to go. You trust that the flow of life will take you where you need to be, and you don't have to control every twist and turn. When you surrender to the flow, you realize that everything is unfolding exactly as it should. So let go of control. Surrender to the flow of life. Trust the process. And allow yourself to be carried by the current. Life will take you where you need to go. Chapter 15. Letting go of guilt. Finding peace with yourself. Guilt is a powerful emotion that can weigh heavily on our hearts and minds. It often arises when we feel we've done something wrong or failed to meet our own expectations or those of others. While guilt can sometimes serve as a reminder to make amends or change our behavior, it can also become a trap that holds us back from living fully. Letting go of guilt is not about excusing our mistakes or ignoring our responsibilities. It's about finding peace within ourselves and allowing ourselves to heal. Many people carry guilt for years, sometimes even for things they have no control over. They dwell on past mistakes, replaying them over and over in their minds, unable to forgive themselves. The more they focus on their guilt, the more it grows, making it difficult to move forward. But the truth is, guilt doesn't serve us in the long run. It keeps us stuck in the past, preventing us from experiencing the present moment and moving toward a better future. James had always struggled with guilt. He felt guilty for decisions he made years ago, decisions that he thought had hurt others. He kept replaying these events in his mind, wishing he could go back and do things differently. But no matter how much he thought about it, he couldn't change the past. One day, James realized that his guilt was not helping anyone. It was only hurting him. He began to understand that letting go of guilt didn't mean he was excusing his mistakes. It meant he was allowing himself the opportunity to heal and move forward. Slowly, James began to forgive himself, accepting that he was doing the best he could with the knowledge and resources he had at the time. The more he forgave himself, the lighter he felt. The burden of guilt began to lift, and he found peace with his past. Letting go of guilt is about shifting your perspective. Instead of dwelling on what you've done wrong, focus on what you can do right moving forward. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. But we also have the power to learn from those mistakes and grow. When we hold on to guilt, we deny ourselves the opportunity to evolve and move forward. Here are some strategies for letting go of guilt. Acknowledge your mistakes. The first step in letting go of guilt is to acknowledge what you've done. Take responsibility for your actions, but don't beat yourself up about them. Recognize that everyone makes mistakes, and they don't define who you are. Learn from your mistakes. Mistakes are opportunities for growth. Ask yourself what you've learned from the situation and how you can apply that lesson moving forwards. This will help you transform guilt into wisdom. Make amends if necessary. If your actions have hurt someone else, take steps to make things right. Apologize if possible and work toward healing the relationship. Making amends can help release the weight of guilt and allow both you and the other person to move forward. Forgive yourself. Self-forgiveness is essential for letting go of guilt. Understand that you are not defined by your mistakes. You're human, and humans are imperfect. Let go of the belief that you have to be perfect in order to deserve peace. Focus on the present. Guilt keeps us focused on the past, but the present is where we have the power to create change. Let go of the past and focus on what you can do today to live in alignment with your values and make better choices. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a friend who was struggling with guilt. Be gentle with yourself and recognize that you deserve love and forgiveness. When you let go of guilt, you make space for self-compassion, self-acceptance, and healing. You stop being a prisoner of your past, and you start living fully in the present. You realize that mistakes are a natural part of life, and they don't have to define you. You begin to embrace yourself, imperfections, flaws, and all. Imagine standing in front of a mirror and seeing yourself with kindness and compassion. Instead of focusing on your past mistakes, you see the person you are today, someone who is doing their best, learning, growing, and evolving. You realize that you are worthy of peace, love, and forgiveness, and that your past does not determine your future. You are free to let go of guilt and step into a life of self-compassion and growth. So let go of guilt, forgive yourself, learn from your mistakes, and focus on the present moment. You are not defined by your past, but by the choices you make today. Chapter 16, Letting Go of Fear. Embracing Courage. Fear is one of the most powerful emotions we experience as humans. It can paralyze us, holding us back from taking risks, pursuing our dreams, or stepping into the unknown. Fear can make us doubt ourselves and our abilities, keeping us stuck in a cycle of inaction and self-doubt. But what if we could learn to let go of our fear, not by avoiding it or suppressing it, but by embracing it and moving forward despite it? Fear is a natural part of life. It's our body's response to danger or uncertainty, a primal instinct that's meant to protect us. But in today's world, most of our fears are not life-threatening. They are often fears of failure, rejection, or the unknown. While these fears can feel very real, they are often based on imagined scenarios or past experiences that no longer serve us. Ava had always been afraid of failure. She feared that if she tried something new, she would fail and disappoint those around her. This fear kept her from pursuing her passions and taking risks. She played it safe, staying in her comfort zone, even though she felt unfulfilled. One day, Ava realized that her fear was holding her back from living the life she truly wanted. She decided to face her fear head on. She started small, taking little risks that felt uncomfortable but manageable. With each small step, her confidence grew. She realized that the fear she felt wasn't as powerful as she had once thought. It was only when she started moving forward that she realized how much freedom there was on the other side of fear. Letting go of fear doesn't mean that fear will disappear entirely. It's not about eliminating fear. It's about learning to move forward in spite of it. Fear will always be there, but we don't have to let it control us. We have the power to choose how we respond to fear. Instead of letting it hold us back, we can use it as fuel to propel us forward. Here are some strategies for letting go of fear. Acknowledge your fear. The first step in letting go of fear is to acknowledge it. Instead of denying or avoiding your fear, face it directly. Understand what you are afraid of and why. This awareness will help you gain control over the fear instead of letting it control you. Shift your perspective. Fear often arises from focusing on worst-case scenarios. Try shifting your perspective and focusing on the potential rewards of taking action instead of the risks. Ask yourself, what's the best that could happen? This can help you reframe the fear and make it less intimidating. Take small steps. You don't have to face your biggest fear all at once. Start with small steps that feel manageable. As you take action, you'll build confidence and prove to yourself that you are capable of handling fear. Embrace uncertainty. Fear often arises when we are uncertain about the future. Instead of trying to predict every outcome, embrace the uncertainty and trust that you can handle whatever comes your way. Life is unpredictable, and that's where the magic happens. Visualize success. Imagine yourself succeeding in whatever it is you're afraid to do. Visualizing success can help reduce fear by making the outcome feel more attainable. Picture yourself taking action with confidence and achieving the results you desire. Take action despite fear. The most powerful way to overcome fear is to take action anyway. Action creates momentum, and momentum helps dispel fear. Even if you're afraid, take the first step. With each step, fear loses its grip on you. When you let go of fear, you make space for courage. You stop waiting for the fear to disappear and start moving forward despite it. You begin to trust yourself and your ability to handle challenges. You realize that fear is not something to be avoided, but something to be worked through. Imagine standing at the edge of a cliff, looking down at the vast unknown. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and fear rises up inside you. But instead of retreating, you take a deep breath and leap. As you fall through the air, you feel a sense of freedom. Freedom that comes from facing your fear and moving forward despite it. You realize that fear was never the enemy. It was simply a signal that you were about to do something important, something that would help you grow. So, let go of fear. Acknowledge it, face it, and take action anyway. Embrace the unknown and trust that you have the strength to handle whatever comes your way. On the other side of fear is a life of courage, growth, and possibility. Letting go of perfectionism. Embracing imperfection. Perfectionism is a trap that keeps us constantly striving for an unattainable ideal. It can lead to frustration, self-doubt, and a constant feeling of not being good enough. Letting go of perfectionism means accepting that mistakes are part of the journey and that growth comes through imperfection. We don't have to be perfect to be worthy or successful. Embrace your flaws, learn from your mistakes, and let go of the need to be flawless. Letting go of control, finding freedom and surrender. Control is an illusion. We can't control everything that happens in our lives, and trying to do so can lead to stress, anxiety, and burnout. Letting go of control means accepting that life is unpredictable and surrendering to the flow of things. It's about trusting that things will unfold as they should, and learning to adapt and find peace with whatever comes our way. When we stop trying to control everything, we find freedom and ease in life. Letting go of resentment. Healing old wounds. Resentment is a poison that keeps us tied to the past, often hurting us more than the people we hold grudges against. Letting go of resentment involves forgiveness, not for the sake of the other person, but for our own healing. It's about releasing the grip that past hurts have on us so we can move forward with peace. Letting go of resentment frees us to live fully in the present and find emotional freedom. Letting go of the need for approval. Embracing self-worth. Many of us seek validation and approval from others, but this external approval can be fleeting and unreliable. Letting go of the need for approval means finding our sense of worth from within. It's about understanding that we are enough just as we are, without needing others' approval to feel worthy. When we stop seeking approval, we tap into our true self and unlock our full potential. Letting go of the past. Living in the present. The past can hold us back if we continue to dwell on old mistakes, regrets, or memories. Letting go of the past means releasing the grip it has on our lives so we can fully embrace the present moment. When we let go of the past, we create space for growth, new experiences, and the opportunity to live more fully. Life is happening now. Don't let the past steal your present joy. Letting go of the future. Trusting the journey. Constantly worrying about the future can lead to anxiety and a lack of peace. Letting go of the future involves trusting the journey and knowing that we can handle whatever comes our way. Instead of focusing on what might happen, we focus on what's happening now and trust that things will unfold as they should. By letting go of the need to control the future, we can experience peace and presence in the present moment. Letting go of the ego. Embracing humility. The ego can be a source of pride, fear, and insecurity. It often keeps us attached to our self-image and prevents us from growing. Letting go of the ego means stepping into humility, recognizing that we are part of something larger than ourselves. It's about letting go of the need to prove ourselves and accepting that we don't need validation from others. Embrace humility, and you'll discover the freedom that comes from letting go of ego-driven thoughts and behaviors. Letting go of expectations. Finding peace with what is. Expectations often lead to disappointment and frustration when reality doesn't meet our desires. Letting go of expectations means accepting life as it is, without trying to control the outcome. By releasing our expectations, we open ourselves to greater peace and acceptance. We stop resisting what is and start embracing the present moment as it is. Letting go of self-doubt, believing in your potential. Self-doubt is a barrier that prevents us from fully stepping into our potential. Letting go of self-doubt means trusting in our abilities, believing in our worth, and knowing that we are capable of achieving great things. When we release self-doubt, we open the door to self-confidence and inner strength, allowing us to pursue our goals with clarity and conviction. Letting go of limitations. Unlocking your full potential. We often impose limitations on ourselves, either consciously or unconsciously, based on past experiences or fears. Letting go of limitations means breaking free from these mental barriers and realizing that we are capable of much more than we think. It's about shifting our mindset, embracing possibilities, and moving beyond self-imposed boundaries. When we let go of limitations, we tap into our true potential and unlock new opportunities for growth and success. Letting go of the need to be right. Embracing openness. The need to be right can cause conflict, stress, and disconnection in relationships. Letting go of the need to be right means embracing openness, listening to others, and being willing to learn. It's about realizing that being right isn't as important as being understanding and compassionate. When we let go of the need to always be right, we foster deeper connections and create more harmonious interactions with others. Letting go of the past self. Evolving into who you are meant to be. Our past selves can sometimes hold us back from becoming the person we are meant to be. Letting go of the past self means releasing old identities, beliefs, and patterns that no longer serve us. It's about allowing ourselves to evolve, grow, and become who we are truly meant to be. When we let go of the past self, we embrace the freedom of transformation and the possibility of creating a new future. Letting go is not about giving up. It's about choosing peace over resistance, presence over worry, and growth over stagnation. It's about releasing the burdens we've carried for far too long. Old wounds, toxic beliefs, the need for control, and the fear of the unknown. When we let go, we make space for something greater. Clarity, freedom, purpose, and deep inner peace. This journey is not linear, and it's not always easy, but every step you take is a powerful act of self-love. You're not losing yourself by letting go. You're finding yourself. You're shedding layers that never belonged to you and stepping into the person you were always meant to be. Remember, healing is a process, not a destination. Forgive yourself for not knowing better in the past. Trust yourself to move forward with courage. You deserve to live unburdened, to wake up without the weight of yesterday on your shoulders. You deserve to breathe fully, to laugh deeply, to love without fear. So take a deep breath, let go, and step boldly into your new beginning. Your life is waiting. Thank you for listening to The Art of Letting Go. If this message touched your heart, share it with someone who needs it. Remember, your peace begins the moment you choose to let go. Until next time, stay present, stay grounded, and stay free.